I work with a number of groups in small ways. I connect a little bit with Queers Undermining Israeli Terrorism. I'm a member of Muslims for Progressive Values. And as a descendant of Holocaust victims, I am just constantly offended when Israel performs the same crimes that were committed against us and claims to do it in our name. It's a disgrace, and it insults my great-grandmother and my aunts and uncles who were murdered by the Nazis. The only things that they found that could be construed as weapons were bags of marbles, thin metal pipes, things that would normally be in a convoy like this. I mean, the marbles were being taken for the children in Gaza. There is a slingshot. I mean, there were no serious weapons. And also, the Israelis were descending with guns. The people were taken by surprise, and those who fought back were defending themselves from armed soldiers. Who's the terrorists? As for sending adequate supplies, the people across the street have a sign that says 15,000 tons, well, that Israel is sending 15,000 tons of aid into Gaza every week. Assuming that's true, there's 1.5 million people in Gaza, and I invite anybody to play with those numbers and do the math. That boils down to 200 pounds per week. That's 20 pounds per week per person. And even if that were all water, that would be less than a liter and a half, a little less than 3 pints per day per person of water. Now consider water, especially after Israel has destroyed all the major filtration plants. There is no access to clean, fresh water in Gaza. They have to boil what they use. Now, of course, all that so-called aid isn't going to be water, and it isn't going to be things that have been determined to be of strategic value, like pasta. Their aid is a fucking joke. Pardon my French. That what they call aid is a starvation diet. And I've heard Israelis joking about the diet that they have the Gazans on. It's an obscenity. Another thing about the crowd across the street, the Zionists, you know, they show up at every demonstration, and what I'm noticing is they're a lot smaller. I mean, they always show up to oppose our demonstrations, but they got a lot smaller after the attack on Gaza, and they're a lot smaller now after this obscene attack on the Freedom Flotilla. Our numbers are growing, and they're shrinking. It's pretty obvious to see which way history is going.